15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
It is Junction City's ball to start the second half as Mount Home leads 27-24. Here is Herlandis Frazier throwing it up top to Brown. Brown's going down towards the low block. Now kicks it to Allen in the paint. Allen's going to go in for the leaning jumper. Good. Ryan Allen with 5 points on the night, and that cuts Mount Home's lead back to a point. 27-26 as we are 20 seconds into the second half. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to McGee on the right side. Jake McGee gives it down a low block to Crawford. Crawford will find Gilbert near the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 14 points. Mount Holmes' bet lead is back to 4 now, 30-26. 7:19 left in the third quarter. Here's Herlandis Frazier finding Cameron Frazier for the jumper on the right corner. No good. McGee gets the rebound, and back comes Mount Holmes. Gilbert will bring the ball quickly into the front court, finding Crawford in the right corner. Crawford's going to try a three of his own. That one will not go. Tabor chases down the offensive rebound, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going into the lane. His jumper is blocked. And McGee gets the ball. Now gives it to Crawford. Back up top to McGee. Now Tom's going to keep possession. Gilbert throws it to Harris on the left wing. Back up top to Gilbert. Over on the right side to McGee. Finds Tabor at their right elbow, gives it to Harris on the low block. Harris finds Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to try another three. This one will not go. This time Henderson gets the rebound, and back comes Junction City. Henderson quickly into the front court. Now he's going to dribble, loses the handle of the ball. Steal by Gilbert. Gilbert's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Satch Harris tries to tip it in. He can't get to go. Crawford gets the offensive rebound. Now loses the handle of the ball. Now Tabor gives it out to Crawford. And Noam's going to keep possession. Whew. Here is McGee throwing it to Gilbert, who has reset the offense. Ball goes to Harris on the right side. Now McGee up top to Gilbert. Over on the left side to Crawford. Crawford picks up his dribble, tries to throw it to Harris. Ball's knocked away, but Gilbert's able to keep possession. Now up top to Crawford. Over on the right side to Harris. Down to McGee in the corner. Back to Harris. Harris is going to try for the three on the wing. Good! Satch Harris with 5 points. It is a three-possession lead for Mount Tenom. 33-26 our score with 5:43 left of the third quarter. Here is Brown with the ball, setting up the offense for the Dragons. Throws up top to Cameron Frazier, over on the left side to Henderson. Up top to Allen. Mount Tenom in a man-to-man. Over the ball goes over the right side to Brown. Down to Cameron Frazier just outside the paint. To Brown in the right corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Zach Brown with 7 points on the night. It's 33-29. Mount Tenom leading up. 5:10 left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles to the left wing. Now takes a screen from Tabor. Dribbles to the elbow. Finds Tabor on the low block for the layup. He cannot get it to go, but draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line with 4:57 left of the third quarter. Herlandis Frazier picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Junction City. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 2 with 1 point. First free throw is up and in. Jeremiah Williams going to check back in for Junction City as he replaces Cameron Frazier. And for Mount Tenom, Matt Jones, he'll check in if Tabor gets the second free throw, because that's what he's going to check in for. Tabor's second shot is up, rolls around, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Herlandis Frazier, who's quickly back the other way. Frazier into the front court, going into the lane for the layup, no good, and Tabor's able to secure the rebound for the Bombers. He will throw it to Gilbert. 34-29, Mount Tenom leading. Gilbert quickly back the other way, dribbles on the right wing. Takes the screen from Tabor. Now Gilbert's going into the lane, going to go in for the left-handed layup, good. White Gilbert with 16 points. 36-29. Mount Tenom back up by three possessions. Here is Brown back the other way. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tabor. And he'll give it to Gilbert as Mount Tenom comes back the other way. Gilbert dribbles between the circles, throws on the right side to Harris, up top to Crawford. Over the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up at the right elbow for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 18 points, and now Kendall Hutchinson on the Junction City sideline is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Junction City 38-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home on a bit of a roll right now, thanks in part to Wyatt Gilbert. He now has 18 points, seven of those coming here in the third quarter alone. It is a 9-point lead for Mountain Home, 38-29 with 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Allen will take the inbound pass from Harlandis Frazier, bring the ball into the front court. DeAndre Malone checked in during the timeout for Junction City. Ball goes over to Henderson on the right side to Harlandis Frazier. Back up top to Henderson. Henderson's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. Good. Jakendall Henderson with 8 points. Mountain Homes leads back to 7, 38-31 our score. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles to the right wing. Takes a screen from Crawford. Now has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Henderson. And now the ball's going to be knocked away by Abe Crawford. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball. I don't think that will count as a turnover. I don't think Henderson ever had true possession of that ball. So it will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the near sideline with 3:23 left to play in the third quarter. They lead 38-31. Harris takes an inbound pass. Ball goes over to Jones on the left side. His layup is blocked, but he's also going to draw a little bit of contact and head to the free throw line with 3:15 left in the third quarter. Jeremiah Williams picks up his third personal foul, second team foul against the Dragons here in the second half. So Matt Jones at the free throw line, where so far he's 0-1 with 8 points. First free throw is up and in. Second shot for Jones. He will not get the second one, and the rebound is controlled by Allen. He's quickly back the other way. Dribbles towards the low block. He's going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Ryan Allen with 7 points, and it is a five-point lead. Actually, that should be a 6-point lead. They took a while to get that free throw up on the scoreboard, but it finally did. 39-33, Mountain Home leading it with 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Jones has the ball knocked away from him. Now scramble for a loose ball, and Henderson's able to get it. He gets it to Harlandis Frazier over in the front court. Harlandis Frazier's jumper in the corner, no good. And looks like a foul's going to be called on the rebound. They're going to call out of bounds. They're going to say DeAndre Malone stepped on the baseline when he got that ball. But that turnover by Mountain Home was the fifth of the night. Now what are they going to call? Well, Adam Sorrell's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Jake McGee. Are they going to say it's Junction City's ball? Henderson's going to check out of the game for the Dragons as Zach comes back in. So it is going to be Mountain Home's basketball with 2:35 left. Mountain Home with the ball leading 39-33. Harris inbounds it to Wyatt Gilbert. It's a full court man for, now they drop back to a half court man, Junction City does. Gilbert across the half court stripe. Still drilling between the circles. Throws over to Crawford on the right side. Up top to Harris. Harris is going to pull up at the top for the three, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Harlandis Frazier, who's quickly back the other way. He's going to go in for the jumper, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. A two-shot opportunity is coming up for Harlandis Frazier with 2:07 left in the third quarter. Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Harlandis Frazier at the free throw line, where so far he is 1-of-1 with 7 points. First shot for Frazier is up, no good. So one more free throw coming up for Harlandis Frazier. His second shot is up. No good. He misses both. And the rebound's controlled by Jones, and now he's going to be fouled. Ryan Allen picks up his second personal foul, 13th foul against the Dragons here in the second half. So Mount Tom will inbound it with 2:04 left of the third quarter, leading by six. Harris inbounds it to Crawford. We'll walk it into the front court. Crawford throws it to Jones on the left wing. Up top to Sorrell. Sorrell will give it up top to Harris. Over to Jones on the left wing. Now ball goes up top to Crawford. Down to Sorrell in the paint. Tries to throw it out to Jones. Ball is knocked away, stolen by Williams, who's quickly back the other way, going up, trying to go up for the layup, and he's going to be fouled going up, and it's going to be two shots for Jeremiah Williams. Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home, and that was their sixth turnover of the night, that steal was. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:34 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Junction City 39-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Mountain Home takes the timeout before Jeremiah Williams shoots the free throws. Williams, this is his first trip to the free throw line. 1:34 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home leads right now 6, but Williams tries to cut into that. He will not with the first free throw. He's got one more coming. By the way, Dawson Tabor checked back in for Mountain Home during the timeout. Second free throw for Williams. He misses both, and Jones gets the rebound. He'll give it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Gilbert in across the timeline. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Ball has the ball knocked away from him by Malone. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:22 left to play in the third quarter. McGee inbounds it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the wing, now dribbles to the corner. It's going down into the lane, kicks out to McGee, throws it to Harris on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go, and Williams gets the rebound, and he'll throw a cross-court pass to Zach Brown, but it's knocked away by Jones and stolen by Dawson Tabor. As Junction City's eighth turnover of the night, 57 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Matt's home with the ball, leading by six. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side, finds Jones on the low block. And now an offensive foul is going to be called on Matt Jones. That is his second personal foul, team foul number three against Mount Soma here in the second half. And their seventh turnover of the night. 49.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Dragons with the ball, Mount Soma leading 39-33. Brown into the front court for Junction City. Throws over on the right side to Harlandis Frazier. Up top to Williams. Back over to Harlandis Frazier. He'll dribble to the top. 29 seconds left of the third quarter. Ball goes right side to Brown. Up top to Williams. Over the left side to Malone. Malone will dribble towards the free throw line. And now a blocking foul is going to be called on Dawson Tabor. That's his second personal foul. 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So the Dragons will inbound it on the baseline with 21.3 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Bombers up by six. Malone will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets into Allen on the low block. He puts up the layup between two defenders off the glass and in. Ryan Allen with 9 points. 14 seconds left. Mount Holmes leads cut to four. McGee gives it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. 7 seconds left. Gilbert will drill to the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. He can't get to go, but a late foul call on Harlandis Frazier. That is his third personal foul, fourth team foul against Junction City. So Wyatt Gilbert, with 3 seconds left in the third quarter, will try to extend Mount Holmes' lead once again, with, as he is right now one of one from the free throw line with 18 points. Jakendall Henderson is going to, after the second free throw, Henderson will check back in for Junction City. Gilbert's first free throw is up, no good. Now Henderson comes in as DeAndre Malone will take a seat. So one more free throw coming up for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and he gets one of two. He gets the second one. He now has 18 points. Henderson takes the inbound pass. He tries to do a heave at the to beat the buzzer. He can't get to go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Junction City 40-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!